The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I wanted to check in with Graciela Machkovsky. Graciela writes for The New Yorker about politics and culture in Latino communities especially, and she directs a program in bilingual journalism at the City University of New York. Graciela has lived here for years, and she immigrated to the U.S. from Argentina in 2013. She told me that just recently, she started to reconnect to the music that she'd grown up with during the pandemic when she was spending a lot more time with her family.
So, you know, it's me, my husband, and my son. He's now 10. So the first year of the pandemic in September, we heard that he was going to go back to school to in-person classes every other day. So we decided to get a car, a little Honda Fit, because we would go to the school. That was a 30-minute drive. So this actually led to the need for music and playlists.
Now, Graciela, you grew up in Argentina. Is music something that brings back home in some way? Is there a nostalgic element to you?
I'm not nostalgic. I never really miss home. I miss my parents. I miss people, but I don't miss the country. I was actually so sick of the country when we left. I just really, it was so frustrating. And so what happened when we started, my husband created the playlist, is that, you know, he had a different relationship with the country. He grew up in exile. They were kicked out of the country during our last military dictatorship. So to him, going back to Argentina was always important. I grew up in a very small town in Patagonia and in the provinces, and I always wanted to escape. So one day we're driving and my husband plays this music by this great Argentine singer, Luis Alberto Spinetta. He was a huge figure, a legend in the history of Argentinian rock. We have a National Musicians Day, and it's this guy's birthday. I hated his music. I couldn't stand his voice. He has this very mellow voice, very lyrical. And when I was growing up, I didn't connect with his music. And so we're driving, and my husband plays a song by Spinetta. And I'm like, oh, great. You know, the playlist thing created some tension in the cars.
As it always does. As it always does. Yeah. Now, what's the name of the song, Graciela?
So the name of the song is Cantata de Puentes Amarillos.
And how would you translate that?
A song of yellow bridges. It's a 9-minute, 12-second song. I think it's the longest song in Argentinian rock. And it was recorded in 1973. It's a song that connects very different surreal images that come from very different sources. Guarda el hilo, nena. Guarden bien tus manos. So the song has this moment, which is where I actually converted to Alberto Spinetta on that ride. We stop at a red light and I hear him sing this wonderful line that I'll translate as, even if they force me, I will never say that the past was better, tomorrow is better. Aunque me fuercen, yo nunca voy a decir que todo el tiempo por pasado fue mejor. Mañana es mejor. And then at the end, he just sings tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And this is September 2020. There was no vaccine yet. A song that really spoke to this moment, which was really unexpected because He didn't mean that. you know, that's what music does.
What would be your second pick on the playlist?
So as I mentioned, you know, I'm from the provinces, and in the provinces, there's this folk music. It's called samba, and it's samba with a Z, so it's not the Brazilian samba. And samba is this, it's a dancing music where a couple dances with white handkerchiefs and they round each other. I hated this music because it was the music of, it was the music of the provinces and this oppression. And being a woman growing up in the provinces, to me, it was really difficult. So that music represented my desire to just leave and never listen to that music again. And one of our major folk singers, she passed in 2009. Mercedes Sosa is her name. And she was this huge, huge singer. And she was world known. And, you know, she sang in Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center. She has a very characteristic voice, very deep, wonderful voice, with a very thick accent from the north of the country. I just couldn't hear that. It made me cringe. And so we... But my husband loves her. Everybody loves her except for me. So we're going to the Catskills one weekend and he plays Mercedes Sosa. I'm like, great, fantastic. And then I start listening to this song. It's called Samba para Olvidarte, which means samba, you know, this music to forget you.
No sé para qué volviste.
And it's about the end of a love, to forget the person she's loved. But it's very sad, and her voice is so deep, and she's like, there's nothing left of our love, and there's only this song, there's this song in my guitar. And then, like, for the first time, I'm moved by her voice.
¿Para qué volviste?
And I just listen to this song now all the time, and it's become one of my favorite songs. I think it's just beautiful.
Tarde se ha puesto triste y yo prefiero callar. ¿Para qué vamos a hablar de cosas que ya no existen? No
sé. And finally, we're now getting pretty far south on the FDR Drive, close to your kids' school. And I have to remember my own kids when they were really young, and I was foisting music on them. You know, it was a complicated battle. Sometimes they liked it. Little kids always seem to like the Beatles. And then the next thing you foist on them, that's the end, and they want their own stuff. What is the final song you're putting in front of your son in the car? And I wonder how he's reacting, too.
So he doesn't like any of this music, but this third song he really likes. So this is the one we play the most. Those are too sad for him, you know?
Yeah.
So the last one, it's called Loco, tu forma de ser. Loco means crazy, and tu forma de ser means your way of being or the way you are. This is a song from the 90s, and it's a song by Los Auténticos Decadentes, the Authentic Decadents, I guess you'll translate their name. And it's this big band of guys who do ska and reggae and combined with Latin American rhythms like cumbia, candombe, and rock.
What are they singing about, Graciela?
So the wonderful thing about this song is I cannot translate it to you, really, because it's in the vernacular, like a very kind of lowbrow Buenos Aires vernacular. So the first scene is this woman comes into the bar and she's with another guy and she trips and falls for some reason. That's never explained. But then she throws, if you translate it literally, she throws a penguin at him. And a pinguino, a penguin, is actually something only an Argentinian of my generation or older will know. But the penguin is a jar, a ceramic jar in the shape of a penguin that was very traditional to serve cheap Argentinian wine before we invented Argentinian Malbec. So it was like the cheap wine you buy in a gallon plastic. Here would be this jug wine.
Or wine in a box we now have.
Exactly, in a box. So, and you mixed it with seltzer because it was so bad. That's how my parents still drink wine. So I just feel this sense of exhilaration when I hear these words. And the song is full of this words that are very specific to a moment of Argentinian vernacular. And I do speak Spanish a lot in the city, but I speak Spanish now with Peruvians and Mexicans and Colombians and Caribbeans. You know, I speak Spanglish at home with my kid, but I don't speak Argentinian anymore. So that's what this song is to me. So it's just this joy of reconnecting with my language.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the authentic Decadence playing Loco. Graciela, obviously for me, these three songs are new, and it's a great pleasure to hear your memories of them. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find Graciela Muchkowski's work for us at newyorker.com.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.